News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. It's not my fault. It's Monday. Good morning. It's Carl Linda Bott. Good morning, Linda.
Did a bug fly in your mouth?
Yeah, probably. Hey, good morning. It is the 4th of August, 7:05 in the morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
And morning, tomorrow.
Angel. Angel's already in there. And good morning, Bad Bob.
Greetings.
Good, good. Glad to see you. You seem happy. And
he seems happy.
He seems happy, but, you know, you never can tell.
Well, we have so much to cover today. We've had a fantastic weekend. We've got a lot in store for us this weekend. By the way, tomorrow's Carl's birthday.
I'll be 35. Hey, today on the show at 7:15, we have, as you know, Shane Black, the murderer, suspected murderer. The murderer
not
of
on
his
our
wife.
Show.
Wife of, yeah, they found his remains. And the reason they, and the way that they identified him was through a forensic dentist by the name of Dr. Larry Farrow, who lives in Palo Cetro and will be on our show at 7:15. Then at 7:30, candidate for Lieutenant Governor of California, Ron Nehring, will be our guest, who has just been over in Israel. And we're going to talk to him about the conditions over there. And then at 8 o'clock, we're going to go into what's going on in the North State with Enjoy Magazine. So we've got a lot of things going, plus a lot of announcements in between. One of which is that tonight at the Destiny Fellowship Church, they're going to have both sides of the B proposition vote yes or no for the sale of land to, you know, to McConnell Foundation. So you're going to have representatives there for the sale of the land and those opposed. So
where's Turtle Bay in this?
Well, Turtle Bay representative, they're going to talk about why they need the land and what they're going to do with the land, you know, because that's who it affects. And then the ones that are voted, they're trying to have it not passed, have land not sold, of course, will be Tom Corrado of the Revolt group and one other person. So there's going to be, from what I understand from yesterday, a couple people on both sides, but we'll find out later. Anyway, all that stuff's happening.
Yeah, of course, first Monday of every month, we have Enjoy, so we love to hear what's going on, you know, the camping series and all the stuff that they're going to be doing. But right now, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor with our Wells Fargo expert, Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan. What's happening on Wall Street?
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl. Well, major averages are starting out in positive territory. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 20 points at 16,514. The S&P 500 up 4 points at 1929, and the NASDAQ Composite advancing 21 points at 4,373. Some of the day's biggest movers, CSX Corp down 3 cents at 29.56, Alcoa up 18 cents, trading at 16.62, Coca-Cola down a dime at $39.19. For local stocks of interest, PG&E down 63 cents at 44.28, PepsiCo up 29 cents at $88.40, AT&T down 8 cents at $35.24. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced yield 2.49% and the 30-year bond 3.29%. For commodities, gold is down $3 an ounce at $12.92, silver off a penny at $20, and crude oil positive 6 cents trading at $97 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday at this time, 7:05, 8:05, and 9:05 in the morning, telling us what's happening on Wall Street. And it's, as you know, in the last couple of weeks, it's been very volatile. So you need people that are following us all the time, people that are experts on what's happening in the stock market, what to do with your investments, what to do with annuities, that, you know, what path do you need to become financially successful. Give them a call at 243-7561. Wells Fargo Advisors.
All right. Now, if you've looked outside today and you've stepped outside, it's like, what? I'm feeling precipitation. I'm feeling it's, you know, what is going to be happening with the weather? Well, and also with the fires. If you've turned on the news, and of course you're here with us this morning, we're going to tell you what, and Bob's got his finger on the pulse with what's happening with the fire situation right now.
Well, right off the top, we do have a red flag warning both out of Sacramento and Medford for our area. Thunderstorm activity, dry conditions could result in more fires starting, and that's extremely bad news because we are running very low on resources. Quick rundown of the fires this morning over in Alaskan National Forest. The Bald Fire burning, this is as of last night's update, about 40,000 acres with 5% containment and rapid rate of spread. Also near Bernie, and this is causing some evacuations, the Eller fired at about 26,000 acres, no containment, spreading northward, evacuations in effect for people in Castle, Johnson Park, and Hat Creek, and advisory evacuations in effect for Bernie, a unified command team taking over there, and a pretty bad situation elsewhere. The Coffee Fire at about 3,400 acres, the July Complex, 4,300 acres, and the Little Deer Fire at about 4,500 acres. Those numbers will be updated later this morning, but we have serious fire situations. Anybody in the wildland area should be, that you should have your go bag ready, because if we have more starts, there won't be anybody for initial attack, and it could spread very, very quickly. So, so have your go bag ready.
So no more people out there to fight the fires.
We are running very low.
23,000 acres and either burnt. The Ball Fire, 35,000, zero containment in Eiler, did you say?
Yeah.
Okay, and only 5% in Bald. There's bad out there.
And it was all lightning strikes, and we have more lightning on the way.
Yeah. And it's currently 69 degrees, partly sunny today with temperatures around 92, and scattered showers tonight with temperatures around 67. Our forecast does, as Bob said, calls for thunderstorms on Tuesday and Tuesday night. Anyway, the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated. Give them a call at
365-3793.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, I covered
Put
it up.
Put your finger over
well,
it.
Well, you know, it's why. You know why? Because, you know what? They have a new
saying. They have a new tagline. What is it?
They have a new tagline. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. Okay. Yeah, he called in and goes, yeah, you're right. It's cool to be a – okay, cool. Now, you know what happened last night? You know, you went to bed a little bit early last night. And I was laying there, and I was watching you kind of, like, move around. Like, you were kind of, like, trying to find something. And then I realized that I had not adjusted – your side of the bed.
I asked you before we went to bed. Did you? Oh yes, I think there. And I just knew.
Well, mine was.
Yours was, but mine wasn't.
But I adjusted yours then. You know.
That's how you can get me.
Yep. So I adjusted. Well, it's better than leaving the toilet seat up, and then in the middle of the night you finding that out. But you know, this is what a big difference a sleep number setting can make. Is what I'm kind of getting at, is that once you find that right setting, even though the bed's comfortable and you can sleep on it easily, anybody can just lay down on a sleep number mattress and just sleep. But once you get used to the right feeling, this is what the difference it has. And now with the new Sleep IQ technology that they have, it will continue to move. It continues to monitor how you sleep. And then we'll give you ideas about this, about, you know what, maybe you should try this adjustment or this adjustment to help you sleep better. I mean, this is the only mattress in the world that does this. Of course, Sleep Number mattresses
are
made in America, you know, guaranteed dual air technologies that allows you and your other loved one to sleep on the mattress firmness that they want. Plus the fact it's Consumer Reports Mattress of the Year. You can't ask more than that, except the fact that right now they're selling C2 queen mattresses with the Sleep IQ technology and the dual air technology, of course, at under $1,000. Head on down to your Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center and see Brian or Janice and ask them what that's about. And you know, I tell you what, you're going to lay down in the bed. They're going to find that perfect firmness for you, and you can't beat that. How much is a good night's sleep worth? We love our mattress. Okay. We want to take a quick break and come back because we were expecting Dr. Larry Farrell, forensic dentist, to call us, and who is the one who identified the remains of Shane Black, who, by the way, of course, last year was accused of murdering his wife and his two young children. Then
out of the Shingletown area, right?
The Shingletown, and escaping to the Humboldt area. They found his car. They found his, or they found his truck. They found his dog on the beach, but they never found him. And you know, I felt like, and I think a lot of other people felt like, that he had just ended it. But until you find the guy, you're not going to know. So we're going to take a quick break right now. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. We'll be right back with Dr. Farrell.
Back to School Resource Expo at the Mount Shasta Mall, August 9th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Featuring programs for children, including sports, drama, robotics, martial arts, voice, dance, art, gymnastics, tutoring, and 4-H, fashion tips, makeup options, hair braiding bar, nutrition, health, and exercise programs, so much more. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me as we broadcast live from Center Court at 12 o'clock noon on August 9th. We'll have fun giveaways from Sephora, Zoe's Travel, Turtle Bay Family Passes, and an appearance by CHP's Chipper, and the best back-to-school tips. Then head on over to the back-to-school fashion show at 1 o'clock in front of Macy's. It's the Back-to-School Resource Expo August 9th at the Mount Shasta Mall from 10 to 6 p.m. See you there.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
The home of good health in Redding for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Redding community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Redding.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is Monday, the 4th of August, 69 degrees out there. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's, great coffees, great cold drinks too. Even when it gets up hot, they got all the cold drinks. I walk next door and they will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. Of course, e-cigarettes and all different kinds of flavors and makes and models. And the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, and everybody's treated with respect at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Let's go to our guest, Dr. Larry Farrell. Dr. Farrell, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for your service.
Good morning, Larry. I'm here, too, and we're so happy that you're on.
Thank you, Linda.
Well, you know what? When they found the remains of Shane Black and they said they were identified by a forensic dentist. We knew who it was. So you are the one that did the work for the county then?
Yes, I did.
So can you tell us?
Along with my wife who helped me over there.
Oh, and Sue. Well, of course, Sue's always there to help you. Now, can you tell us what, when they say a forensic dentist, what that is?
Well, any dentist is capable of doing, deciding who is the victim through dental remains. However, a board certification is arrived at through the American Academy of Forensic Science after you attend a week-long course and then go through a number of procedures and interviews. Witness a number of autopsies, to have to take a board exam that lasts 4 days. In my case, it was the first board exam back in Miami, Florida.
Wow. So this isn't something they just hand out to people?
No.
So can you tell us the techniques you use to identify anybody? But
well, you know, forensic dentistry involves lots of different things, but most of the time you think of it as identifying remains that are traumatized, like the PSA plane crash, and its identification. But there are other uses: expert witness testimony. But primarily it's identification. Also, bite mark evidence has been used in the past.
Well, yeah, I've seen that where somebody finds either on the body. Or an apple or something like that. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. So when they called you, did they call you? When did they give you the call go over there?
It's kind of funny because I'm very good about keeping my cell phone with me, and Sue and I decided to go up to Lassen, and we had been up in Lassen, and the communication was difficult, so I had turned off my cell phone for 4 hours on Saturday, and at that time, apparently, the sheriff's department and the deputy coroner from Humboldt County had been trying to reach me, and we were hanging around up there to witness the stargazing at night, and I turned my cell phone back on for the first time I had communication, and picked up, I had about three different phone calls.
Wow.
And so we communicated back, and I discovered what had happened, and we folded up our tent and started home. Shane Miller had been a patient of mine. So, ironically, back on Wednesday, I had called Sheriff Basinko and told him that I had a full set of x-rays and quite a history on him, and if he ever turned up. And I had my secretary printed it, so sitting on my desk was all his records. So, I mean, that was just...
That was a coincidence.
Yeah.
Did they tell you how he was found?
Yes. They indicated that somebody on either Thursday or Friday had found somebody that didn't wish to be known and found what he thought was human remains.
Uh-huh.
And they got a report like 11 o'clock Friday night and went out Saturday and with sheriff deputies and confirmed that they were human remains and recovered the body. It was quite close to where he was seen last.
You know, I always thought that he was probably within a mile of that truck.
Well, you know, just gossiping up there that I heard it was within a half a mile.
Is that right? You know, and something like that, and they don't see him, you know, and he's totally disappeared. It's interesting, though, they found him that close now where they didn't find him before, and you know they had to search that whole area.
Well, apparently it was like between two rocks and close to a creek or a stream.
Mm-hmm.
And during different times of the year, the body was in a really hard-to-find area and also underwater.
Oh, okay. So he may have been underwater, too. Okay. Wow. Well, Dr. Larry Farrell is our guest. Larry has a practice down in Palo Cedro and is, by the way, my dentist. And so, I mean, it's, but you don't use the same techniques, though, right?
No, we try and keep them alive in the chair, you know.
I mean, so many people were outraged, Larry, with what happens. It's a case that, in fact, One Safe Place will talk about quite frequently.
Always remember this.
As far as what can happen in the system and how usually women in an abused situation will go back. It seems that the general number is 7 times they return into an environment. In this case, it resorted to death, and not only for her but for her children. So for many of us, we've been wondering, you know, where is this man? So it kind of puts he's not out there running around Disneyland, so we're kind of like can breathe that he's dead.
Yes, I completely understand that. And if you happen to see the documentary done on CNN just recently, it was so ironic to see the wife, who also had been in my office as a patient, and wow, him celebrating what appeared to be almost like a honeymoon 3 days earlier at a hotel in an Indian casino.
Wow.
And that was just 3 days.
Well, you know what? The guy was obviously unbalanced, and it's too bad the woman did not feel like she could stay down there. I mean, it was open to her, but this is one of the reasons that One Safe Place is opening up a new, brand new area, bigger, kept people more room, be able to have, you know, their kids there, privacy, and we're glad that's moving along too. But we really appreciate what you've done, Dr. Farrell, on things like this, because this is not, you are on a team that can, that goes to any disaster to help. Is that correct?
Well, I'm on a California ID team for mass disasters. A number of board certified forensic dentists in California are on that team. Also locally, we've had a team for quite some time, and some of your listeners might like to know that Dr. Berlin Spencer, for example, has been a member forever. And he's been always there. And Dick Look, an oral surgeon, and Drew Norman. And recently we have added two new guys, Dr. Dan Sorek and Chris Nelson. And when we worked on the bus crash, the FedEx bus crash, all those individuals, with the exception of Dick Look, who was out of town, helped on that. And Chris Nelson helped to put together a recording of all the x-rays. That was fantastic.
So. Well, I don't think people realize when you have disasters like this that, I mean, as horrible as it is, there's people like yourself that volunteer and are on these teams that come in there to help and help. You know what it does? It helps families. It helps families when you identify their relatives like this. If you know, it's just sometimes it's the only way.
Right.
Well, hey, thanks a lot. Hey, Dr. Farrell, how do people get a hold of you? I mean, because you've got a very thriving practice in Palo Cedro, but what's your phone number out there?
Our office phone number is 547-5757.
And if you haven't, you know what, Dr. Farrell is just a fun guy. And
also, thank you for your service, always.
Yeah, and you know what, and he's a great dentist. So thanks a lot for being on the show today, Larry.
Okay. Thank you, Carl. Thank you, Linda.
Bye-bye, right. Larry.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye. Okay. Some of the things that are going on, we're going to be talking to Ron Guerin, running for California Lieutenant Governor, in the next segment. And Guerin just got back from Israel, and that's going to be interesting to see what he says. He's part of the time was spent in an air raid shelter over there. But just something, and I'll tell you what we're going to do is we'll break a little bit early now. And so we can get into that. But there's another bill that's coming up, AB 1014, that will allow, this is at Sacramento, what's going to allow family members, licensed therapists, and healthcare providers. I'm not sure healthcare providers would be like doctors and nurses and what else? Physician assistants?
Psychologists.
They can petition a judge to take the firearms away from someone who has shown signs they could harm others or themselves.
How do you feel about that?
I feel that you know, I find that a little smothering, because a family member, okay, say my sister just doesn't like me and she's living in Tennessee, and she calls out and says, I'm really worried he's going to hurt somebody because we have an argument. And then so the sheriff now
goes to the judge and says, hey, his sister is saying this. Now, I guess it's up to the judge to say, well, you've got to have a little bit more than that. Or that could just be enough. And all of this is based on that, you know, on the kid with those mental problems down south that took a knife and killed three of his roommates and then shot two more and killed himself. And saying it because the family had complained and the sheriff's deputies or the city police had come in there and checked it, but, oh, he seems okay to us. And then a day later, the guy goes on a rampage. I don't know. This is very scary because, you know, what happens when your doctor asks you, do you have guns in your house? Some doctors ask that. Do you have guns in your house?
What?
Of course, it's none of their business.
It's none of their business.
But the VA will ask you a series of questions. But that's not the first question. And I'm not saying the VA is trying to take your guns away from you, but, you know, suicide is a big thing if you're in the military or you're veterans. So they ask a series of questions, and then I think that's probably one of them in the second series or third series of questions. You have to get down to that level. But this is kind of like saying anybody can do this. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with the candidate for Lieutenant Governor, Ron Nearing, with us.
My heart reaching a fever pitch and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out and I'll lay your ship bare. See how I'll leave with every piece of you.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us. Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your Barefoot Plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past few years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at WallnerPlumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, my friends. August the 4th.
7:34 in the morning. 69 degrees out there, going up into the high 90s. That's okay. We have enough heat out here already with all the fires around us and the smoke. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Want a healthy breath of air? Head on down to Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Walk in, you just feel healthier. Largest selection of natural foods and supplements in Northern California. Classes in the evening for you if you wish to take for free for diet and exercise. Four nutritionists on the staff to help you for free. You can get water there also for free from Orchard Nutrition. Give them a call at 244-9141. Orchard Nutrition is your center for a healthy lifestyle. Okay, on the phone, we have candidate for California Lieutenant Governor, Ron Guerin. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Ron Guerin.
I'm doing great.
Yeah, that's what I said, didn't I?
Good morning, Ron. How are you? Welcome to our show.
Thanks for having me.
Ron, I saw that. I got something in email that says that you were you spent some time in Israel last week. Is that correct?
Yeah, we just got back a few days ago. We spent a week on the ground in Israel. Yep.
And can you tell us what's going on over there?
Well, we're all following, of course, every day the ongoing military action which Israel is taking against the Hamas terrorists that control the Gaza Strip. This is an operation which was launched about 4 weeks ago, and shortly after the start of that, I contacted some of our leaders in some of our Jewish communities here in California. I've been to Israel 8 times before on a variety of missions, and I went because I wanted to do what I could to demonstrate support while drawing attention to this conflict where Israel is engaged in action against the same type of terrorist groups that attacked us on 9/11 and the like. It was a fascinating journey. We spent time in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, which is toward the center of the country, but also with families that live down close to the Gaza border, which have been the target of incessant rocket fire for about the last 10 years. And much of that almost daily rocket fire was not covered so much in the American media. So when people tune in, it's a little bit of a question, well, why is Israel doing this? Well, they're doing this for the same reason that, if people in Oregon were firing rockets incessantly into Northern California for 10 years, we wouldn't stand for that very long either.
Well, Northern California wouldn't at all.
No.
hey, Ron, you're running for Lieutenant Governor of California, but this is not your first time around. You've been involved in government, and in fact, in the forestry and fire, also. So, I mean, can you give us a little bit about your background so people get to know you?
Sure. I was chairman of the California Republican Party for 4 years, from 2007 till 2011, and I had also been appointed by Governor Schwarzenegger to the California Board of Forestry and Fire Protection, which I live in Southern California. My neighborhood was destroyed in the Cedar Fire in 2003. And following that, Governor Schwarzenegger decided that they wanted to have someone with some firsthand experience as a victim of wildfire on the Board of Forestry and Fire Protection. And there we dealt with timber issues. It's the first time I had dealt with those issues, but it helped me to learn a great deal about some of the economic drivers in Northern California and how important having a solid forestry industry was important to the economy in places like Del Norte County and Siskiyou County and the like. So I was able to serve in that capacity, and today I'm running for Lieutenant Governor. We did well in the primary, and now we're off into the November election.
Okay, you had a lot of stiff opposition out there. But you think the people have seen, are people getting tired of what's happening in Sacramento?
Well, I think that what we've seen in California is that one-party rule isn't working for us. California has the highest poverty rate in the nation. We have the fourth highest unemployment rate. Our economy is lagging much of the rest of the country, and it's very uneven. You know, if you stand in San Francisco, where you're standing, the unemployment rate is 4%. But if you travel 77 miles to the northeast to Colusa County, which I won in the primary, you have an unemployment rate of about 18%. Where I am right now in San Diego County, unemployment is 6%, which is relatively low. But if you travel just 50 miles to the east to Imperial County, you have the highest unemployment rate in the nation, over 20%. So we need to have some new ideas, some additional ideas, some Republican ideas on the table in Sacramento, And that doesn't mean Democrats shouldn't be at the table. Of course they should be. But Republican ideas need to be at the table as well, and they're not today.
Well, you know, one of the things is I just read a good article about unemployment. What those are, you know, what those really numbers really mean in California, and you just hit it. If you're on the coast in a lot of places, those numbers and are working. They're, you know, really good numbers. But you go inland 50 miles or you go north. I mean, you get up here to Northern California, our numbers are in the nines. And our growth, our economic growth is in the negative side. Where if you're along the coast up in San Francisco and Marin County, down in parts of, you know, San Diego, all this, you know, you're holding your own, in fact, doing okay. But as soon as you get away from those centers, rest of California is in trouble.
Well, we know that the people that run Sacramento have been waging a war on the resource industry in terms of fishing and timber for years. And it's devastated counties. I just did a swing through Northern California. We were in Yreka. We were in Crescent City, Humboldt County, down along the coast. And you can see what the impact is with the high vacancy rate, with poor prospect for jobs, with young people having to move out of the area in order to have a shot at finding a job, and that breaks families up and the like. And you know, if you're in the North State, the resource industry is important, responsible forestry, responsible fishing and the like. But we haven't had a balanced approach in these sectors, in timber or in fishing. And we need to, because there are people who depend upon those jobs.
Well, Ron, looking at your bio, I love how your parents were immigrants, and all of Americans, most of Americans are immigrants. But it was in 1961 that they came. It did not speak a word of English. Can you give us a little history on your parents coming to America? They chose America. You were raised where? Just give us a picture of that.
Sure. Well, my father, my parents were born and raised. They were children during the time of the Nazis in Germany, and they grew up in a poor village in the northern part of Germany. My father found a way to get out of that town by joining the German merchant marines. He became a sailor, traveled around the world for 7 years, and when he was done, he went back to Germany, met my mother, and he convinced her that of all of the places he had just seen, he wanted to raise his new family in America and leave Germany behind, and that's what he did. And they came here. You're right, they didn't speak any English at all. My parents learned English by watching cartoons on television. But they wanted to, they wanted a different and better life than what Europe had to offer. And so my father went on to, he became a Republican because after he became a citizen, he'd been watching these presidential debates on television, and he thought that the Republicans sounded more the ideas that brought him into this country in the first place, and that is freedom and opportunity. And that's why he became a Republican. That's why I'm a Republican. And it shows that there's a stark difference in terms of, who you put, into government. My father was very much in support of people who would preserve the liberty that brought him to America, in the first place. So I know what it's like to be from an immigrant family. My parents were called names. We'd been at war with Germany, right? So, German immigrants had, were very often, had bad things said about them and to them and so on. And so I understand that. It's part of, my own heritage. And I have a reason to support immigration in America, responsible immigration policies that work and that serve our national interests and serve our economic interests.
Well, let's talk about that just a second, Ron. And you know what? Forgive me when I say this, but did you say they learned learned English by watching cartoons and TV shows?
Yeah,
on this?
In fact, yep. You find that a lot of immigrants, the easiest way for them to pick the language up is by watching cartoons and commercials.
Yeah, well, that's in a radio. They didn't say, when they said goodnight to you, that wasn't like, that's all, folks. Okay, I'm sorry. I had to do it.
No, it's true. I've
okay.
heard that before.
No,
yes.
Linda's saying that's, she's also read that before. You know, let's talk immigration, because this is really a big question right now. It seems to me is that we're getting overrun. And it seems like to a lot of people, we're spending billions on people that are here illegally, and yet we don't have enough money to spend for California citizens that we're giving away. Money for schools when indeed we should be keeping it for California citizens. What's your position on immigration here?
Well, I support immigration, policies, and to make sure that our doors are open for people to come through the process the same way that my parents did. They came here in 1961. They needed a sponsor. They needed a job. They needed to keep their noses clean. They needed to take citizenship classes and learn the language and pass the citizenship test, you know, and an English test. What we have right now today, though, really on our southern border, is chaos. And I can say that firsthand because I live on a border county. The San Diego, Mexico border is about 20 miles to the south of me. And if you go on Interstate 8 here in San Diego and you drive east until to a town called Yacumba, which is right there on the border where the freeway comes to about 2,000 feet within the border, you can see a very modern fence which then comes to a stop. And there's about a 1,500-foot long gap that's deliberately built into the fence, and then the fence continues. And I get a variety of different reasons, you know, from different people as to why that gap is there, and they have to have somebody, you know, permanently watching that gap. But Americans take a look at 50,000, you know, children from Central America coming across the border, exploiting a loophole in the law, and they say government is incapable of doing even the most basic things. You know, we see an undermining in any faith in government when you see debacles like Obamacare, the inability to secure our borders, and the like. You know, and it's not fair. You know, I think that the children who've come here from Central America should be treated with kindness and compassion, but they need to be returned to their parents and their family and their country of origin, because it is not humane to have a border that is so flawed that it induces people from Central America to journey across dangerous territory for parents to abandon their children and send them across the border into a strange country and the like. That is not a humane policy whatsoever. We should have our doors open for a legal and orderly immigration system, but not the chaos that we have at the border today.
Okay. Our guest is candidate for California Lieutenant Governor Ron Nehring, and we're going to take a quick break here. Can you stay with us a few more minutes, Ron?
You bet. Happy to.
Okay. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Estate jewelry at its finest, plus diamonds, emeralds, any type of jewelry you can think of. Fine jewelry and at the best prices you're going to find in Northern California. And the only trained watch repairman in the area. You need your watch fixed? There's the place to go to. Four Winds Jewelry, right across from Sierra Gibbs, 2225 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
Be the class clown. I'll be the beauty queen in tears. It's a new art form showing people how we care.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palisadro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab it and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
It's the Back to School Resource Expo at the Mount Shasta Mall, August 9th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Featuring programs for children, including sports, drama, robotics, martial arts, voice, dance, art, gymnastics, tutoring, and 4-H, fashion tips, makeup options, hair braiding bar, nutrition, health, and exercise programs, so much more. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me as we broadcast live from Center Court at 12 o'clock noon on August 9th. We'll have fun giveaways from Sephora, Zoe's Travel, Turtle Bay Family Passes, and an appearance by CHP's Chipper, and the best back-to-school tips. Then head on over to the back-to-school fashion show at 1 o'clock in front of Macy's. It's the Back-to-School Resource Expo August 9th at the Mount Shasta Mall from 10 to 6 p.m. See you there.
Experience
Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's August the 4th, a Monday. 71 degrees out there, going up to 99. A lot of fires around us, fires heading in, up in the Bernie area. It's pretty dicey out there when you get north of us. 7:50 in the morning. And this portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. If you are looking for a new or previously owned car, truck, or SUV, look no further than 555 Cypress Avenue. Redding Crown Motors is your Ford, Dodge, Dodge Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership. But I tell you what, you can find any type of car, truck, or SUV that you're interested in right down there. They've got it all and an outstanding service department. Redding Crown Motors, give them a call at 223-2177, 555 Cypress Avenue. Trust me, your neighbors are going to make some really great deals for you there. Don't leave the city. You've got them right there. Our guest is Ron Nehring, who is running for Lieutenant Governor of the state of California. And Ron, we've talked about your feelings about immigration. You got back from Israel to see what that, you know, you were over there to express solidarity, but also to find out for yourself what's going on. The other thing, too, now is there's another bill standing in front of the Sacramento Assembly on gun confiscation. It seems like the state of California just every week comes up with something else that can take away the right of people that are law abiding, legally, you know, legally here citizens who have never been in trouble, and just take away your guns. What's your stand on the Second Amendment?
Well, I've been endorsed by the National Rifle Association because I believe that the Second Amendment counts as part of our Constitution just as much as every other amendment does. And I believe that here in California, gun control laws are laws that overwhelmingly affect the rights of law-abiding people, and very often at the expense of their ability to protect themselves and the like. We had a state court ruling that came out of San Diego County where our sheriff was sued over the state's concealed carry laws, where a sheriff had to determine that you had good reason to apply for the concealed carry permit. And that since has been struck down. Kamala Harris, the attorney general, is appealing that. But I think that when we take a look at trying to address the problem of violence, this comes down to a mental health issue. And our state's mental health system is not adequate. We do not have adequate means to identify those individuals who can either create harm for themselves or impose harm upon others. And that's really where our attention needs to be, just finding, you know, other cute ways to try to erode the Second Amendment, either through lead ammunition bans or other forms. Really, it diverts attention from where it should be, and that is our state's mental health system.
We're up to our collective butts up here in criminals. AB 109 has completely destroyed the system. And I've had the district attorney on the show. I've had the sheriff of the Shasta County on the show, and the Redding police chief on the show, and the Anderson police chief on the show. They've all said the same thing. The system's broken. What can you, as lieutenant governor, do to fix this, or to at least help it?
When you're running for lieutenant governor, or you're running for governor, or you are in either of those positions, you have a platform, and that is to advocate for a reform that's constructive and moves our state in the right direction, as opposed to, you know, creating opportunities, you know, for greater crime. Particularly property crime rates have increased under AB 109, which, for the benefit of your listeners, reclassifies many crimes as misdemeanors that were previously felonies, and it means that, you know, many people who would be going to jail in order to serve time and to be kept away from, you know, creating further victims are let back out onto the street. That's the situation which we have right now, and this is typical for what you see with, you know, a very liberal one-party government coming out of Sacramento, which thinks that you can reduce crime rates through more gun control. If that were the case, you know, Chicago would be would be a heaven on earth, which of course, you know, it's not. The cities with the most stringent gun control laws are among the most safe, and those laws don't make it, you know, any better. Look, I think that we have to draw attention to these issues, and the office of lieutenant governor is what the holder chooses to make of it. The current lieutenant governor, you know, appears rather bored and not focused on the job, and I think it needs to be all hands on deck for every state elected official to make our state safe and economically competitive again. And that's what my imperative will be as lieutenant governor, and that's, I think, stands in stark contrast to what's coming out of Sacramento today.
Yeah, we are losing businesses right and left. We're losing population. The population we're losing is the ones we want to keep, and it's not, you know, and the ones we're coming in a lot are don't have the business. They don't have the businesses or the income of the ones that are leaving. Rick Perry's doing a great job in taking businesses from California.
And California's made it easier for people like Texas Governor Rick Perry to come into California and make the case to business here. Look at what it's going to cost you to operate in Texas, and look at the regulatory and tax nightmare that California's creating for you, you know, today. Do the rational thing and join us in Texas, he says. Well, you know, the Texas unemployment rate is well below the national average, and it's the biggest job creator in the country in terms of a state. And California's unemployment rate is well above the national average because so many businesses, among other things, are either can't get started in California, they can't expand in California, and it just is easier for them to go elsewhere. And where are they going? They're leaving the beautiful state of California for the Arizona desert, the Nevada desert, Texas humidity. It's got to be pretty bad for someone to choose those over being in California, but yet so many people are. And that's why we need new leadership in Sacramento that's focused on making our state economically competitive, making it easier for you to start or expand a business, or for the person you work for to expand their business, so that you have new job opportunities. And that's what it's all about. People are leaving our state. We've had what's called net domestic out-migration, meaning if you don't factor in foreign immigration, just what factor that out, what are people doing? More than 1 million Californians have left net over the last 10 years, and that's a sign of an opportunity deficit between California and our neighboring states.
Well, it's easy to say. I mean, every year they come out with the CEOs are saying this is the worst place to start a business. California is worst place to to work. I mean, they've got good. I guess being able to work here is okay, but just if you're a businessman or trying to start a business or doing business, it's the worst place in the nation. I mean, this is what, 5, 6, 7, 8 years in a row. At what point do you think they're going to get the idea?
Well, quote, they is who the question is, right? That this is what elections are for. Our entire state assembly is up this year. Half of the state senate is up, and every statewide office is up. And so if we keep electing the same people to Sacramento, we're going to get the same results. If we send the same people who are the ruling party of the Democratic Party up there, they're going to have the same priorities that they've had all along, which is higher taxes and, you know, sticking, you know, making government even bigger and micromanaging people's lives and so on. That's why we need to have Republican ideas at the table. Now, we've got some great Republican legislators from the North State, but they need backup in terms of some of our state elected officials. That's why it's important that we, you know, elect our Republican statewide candidates so that we have people who are going to put those ideas on the table. Otherwise, if you send the same Democrats to be in charge, you're going to get the same results.
But is it insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result?
That's right. That's right. And this is why I was in the North State 2 weeks ago, and I'll be back again, because it's these issues that the North State is facing directly affect our state's overall health, whether it's water, whether it's with the resource and timber industries, whether it's fishing, et cetera. Yeah. These issues are important to that.
Hey, Ron, we've got like about a minute left. So can you tell everybody how to get a hold of you and your website and all this?
Sure. Would love for everyone who's listening to get involved in the campaign or just to learn more about us. We are on the web at ronnearing.com. That's RONNEHRING. And you can sign up to get updates from the campaign, learn more about us, and get involved.
Okay, Ron, thanks a lot so much. I know you're a busy man for taking time. And next time you're up in this area, we'll get you on the show live here.
Sounds great. Thank you.
You
thank
bet.
You.
Good luck. All right. Hey, when we come back, we're going to have Enjoy the Magazine is going to be with us and talking about what's happening here in the North State. We've got a lot of things going on here this week.
And they just launched another magazine in another area.
Wow. We're going to talk about that.
Another Enjoy. Yes.
Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's Monday, August the 4th, 71 degrees out there. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Drink up. That's a word this morning from Toledo, Ohio, Mayor D. Michael Collins.
We are lifting, in conjunction with the Ohio EPA, the no drink advisory. Our water is safe.
Meanwhile, Eric Zadinsky with the Toledo Lucas County Health Department calls this a good day for public health.
We've drawn interest and knowledge about our issue here in Northwest Ohio with harp algal blooms, but also understand that our public health system works.
Also at SRNews.com, a medical evacuation team is set to fly the second of two known American Ebola victims back to the U.S. tomorrow. Dr. Anthony Fauci with the National Institutes of Health, meanwhile, told CBS's This Morning that these days, those with Ebola don't necessarily face a death sentence.
This is a very serious disease. It has a mortality in some cases up to 90%. If you give good care to individuals, replenish their fluids, make sure that their organ systems are functioning well, they can do well.
More than 1,300 people have been stricken in three West African countries, at least 729 have died. Meanwhile, Nigeria today, that's a fourth country, now reporting its second Ebola death. Congress may be out of town on its summer break. That doesn't mean Washington is shut down, according to SRN's Wally Hines, the nation's capital playing host to nearly 50 African heads of state this week.
All part of the president's plans to focus world attention on Africa's regional security, democracy building, and business investments. But an extraordinary array of international crises could steal some of the spotlight. While leaders gather here in Washington, much of the world is focused on the Gaza clashes, Russia's provocations in Ukraine, and even the outbreak of Ebola in West Africa.
That's Wally Hines reporting on Wall Street. It's been a struggle so far for the Dow Jones Industrial Average, right now down about 25 points. And this is SRN News.
You have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicki said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
Authorities in Southern California say one person has been killed in flash flooding brought on by thunderstorms. San Bernardino County Fire Captain Kyle Hodaker says it is hard to stay in touch with some of the people who have been cut off.
We have crews in the area, but communication in these mountain areas by cell phone, modern communications aren't necessarily as reliable as they could be. So we're unable to communicate with them right now.
Meanwhile, two fires burning about 8 miles apart in northeastern California have become the focus of both state and federal firefighting crews. Hat Creek resident Marty Schmidt telling KRCR-TV she's one of those who defied evacuation orders.
We're keeping sprinklers going just to keep things wet and, you know, keeping the pets close. And we've got everything packed in case we have to bug out.
Well, some people have had to. Authorities say one of the blazes destroyed 8 homes and has prompted the evacuation of a small long-term care hospital. This is SRN News. Confronted with a judge's ruling to swiftly redraw the state's congressional districts, Florida's House Speaker plans to convene a rare summer special session to devise a new map.
Will Weatherford has informed state lawmakers they'll conduct a special session beginning Thursday to discuss the issues raised by a Florida judge over the state's current congressional boundaries. Circuit Court Judge Terry Lewis ruled in early July the current congressional map was illegal. He ordered legislators to draw up a new map by August 15th. The special session is expected to last up to a week.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Voters in 2010 passed a so-called Fair Districts Amendment that says lawmakers cannot draw up districts to favor incumbents or any particular political party. Police trying to get to the bottom of a deadly shooting in the small town of Culpeper, Virginia. Officials say they found 5 family members shot to death last night in their home. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Abad. It's 8:05 in the morning, August the 4th. Good morning. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Linda.
Well, good morning. Very happy to be here this morning. 71 degrees in the downtown studios. We have our folks from Enjoy, but we know that when we start off our 8 o'clock hour, we go to our Wells Fargo advisors with Susan Eastman. Good morning. What's happening on Wall Street?
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl. Well, major averages are mixed, giving up earlier gains. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 32 points at 16,461. The S&P 500 is up fractionally at 1,925. And the Nasdaq Composite losing 5 points at 4,347. Active stocks on the Nasdaq this morning, Facebook up 97 cents at 73.33, Apple up 3 cents, trading at 96.16, Yahoo positive 31 cents at $35.92. For local stocks of interest, Walmart down 13 cents at 73.40, Target trading higher at 46 cents at 60.30, Verizon down 2 cents at 49.81. For commodities, gold is down $2 an ounce at $12.92, silver off a penny at $20, and crude oil of 28 cents trading at $98 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 706, 806, and 906 in the morning talking about what's happening on Wall Street, giving you the latest updates for that and the volatility that's happening on Wall Street. With that, they can help you make your mind up on how you want to invest in investments you have already. 243-7561 is their number, and they are located down on Park Marina Drive. Wells Fargo Advisors. Let's go to Terry.
Hey, almost birthday boy. How you doing?
You know what? It's tough turning 40.
Hey, Linda, is it true, honey, that the older the violin, the sweeter the music, right?
I love it.
Is that what you're telling them?
I am, always.
That was nice of you, Terry. Hey. Big night tonight.
Yeah, we're going to have a Destiny Fellowship Church at 2570 Bonneview Road. We're going to have a presentation from the people who are for the Turtle Bay McConnell Hotel deal and the people who are against it. What we're going to do is we'll give each one of them a pithy 12-minute presentation, and then we can ask questions. And I think it'll be good and informative. You know, you hear stuff bouncing around all the time, and I know just on a personal note, you know, you look at it and you say, "Gosh, I get some information tonight. I can make an intelligent decision when I vote."
Well, you know, the thing is both sides have been on a variety of times, and it's good to be able to look them in the eyes. You're asking the questions, and then again, this is a big vote, and the more information we can get out on it, the better it is.
Yeah, and I think that's very true. And I know that there's a lot of stuff that floats around, and a lot of stuff, and I've talked before, Carl. We when we're gonna go to a point or go to something, it's good to have those facts and be able to back them up, and I think that's what we're going to get tonight. I'm pretty excited about that. I don't see any way around dodging what the truth is going to be tonight. I'm sure that that'll come out. I want to encourage people to get there early so they can get a seat, and we will have question and answer, and it will be pithy so that everybody gets a shot that we can give to them. And, you know, it won't be one of these things where people can stand there and make statements about different things. We just won't be doing that. It'll be question and answer after the folks have taken the time to give us both sides of the equation.
And that's the way to do it. Okay, now, what time and where? One more time.
6 o'clock, 2570 Bonneview Road, Destiny Fellowship Church.
Get there early.
And remember, buddy, you're just like wine. You get better with age.
Terry, huh? Thanks.
Thanks
we'll see you tonight.
All right, you two. Have a good day.
Thanks a lot. And Bob, let's go to Bob Alonji. There is a red flag warning, a fire danger. Tell us what's going on, Bob.
Well, because of all these thunderstorms and things that have been taking place, National Weather Service has issued a couple of red flag warnings. For this area, that will be in effect from about 11 o'clock this morning till 10 o'clock tonight. Thunderstorms, periods of abundant lightning. We have extremely dry conditions and extreme fire danger right now, an even dozen major wildfires here in the North State, and possibly more to come. So please be careful. If you are planning on traveling into the mountains, stay tuned on what's happening on the radio. And, of course, if you're in one of these threatened areas, particularly folks in Bernie or even over on the west side, have a bag ready to go, because if a fire starts, it will move very, very quickly through this extremely dry and abundant fuel.
Okay, Bob, thanks for the update. You know what? We have Enjoy the Magazine here with James Masada and Rhonda Ball. Well, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning,
and,
James.
You know, Rhonda's here.
Good
and, morning. And good morning to most of James.
I'm deep in thought.
James has left a median size child someplace.
Yeah.
Well,
now, before we get going, because the issue, of course, is always wonderful, and we've got a lot of outdoor location, travel, wineries, stuff on Klamath. Anyway, great. It's summer still, so it's kind of that issue that shows a lot of that places to destinations. But didn't you just come back from a place where you just launched another a branch of your magazine?
Actually, yes. Actually, Rhonda and I were just in Visalia, California, which is about 45 minutes south of Fresno and about an hour or something north of Bakersfield, where we are deep in the beginnings of launching a new version of our magazine, which is called Enjoy South Valley.
Oh, boy.
So we were there doing a writer's meeting and photographer meeting and kind of getting to know the lay of the land, meeting with the staff that will be down there, our sales team and our coordinator, and working really hard with them to develop their version of our store, the Enjoy store.
Okay, so now at present you have the Red Bluff
and Redding stores.
The Red Bluff and the Redding stores.
Uh-huh.
Of course, you know, we visit the Redding store quite often, and every month in your issue you highlight
one of our artists.
One of your artists, and then also several, and on your Thursday night shows, which will be the third Thursday of every month, you bring a lot of the people who are artists from the store on to, so that you can do more in-depth interviews with them.
We use the show and that What's in Store section, where we do the double page spread on one of our artists in the store, as part of our trade program. When we started Enjoy the Store, one of the things that I wanted to do was kind of develop something that was kind of touched back a long time ago and how business was done. So we created a very dynamic model of being able to get into the store with your product. And one of those, besides a consignment and wholesale consignment and buying wholesale, was our trade program. And so people see the value in Enjoy Magazine and giving them exposure. And so initially they'll come into our store and say, here, I will give you this much product if I can have that spot in your magazine. And then after we sell through that initial trade product, then they move into a traditional buying or consignment program. So with that, one of the things that we do is we use the show that you allow us to have that third Thursday. That's an extension to the What's in Store. So they get they get magazine time, and then they come in and they get interviewed and radio
time. I think
time.
It's fantastic. Yeah. I love it. I love it. It's, it, you know, again, it's all synchronistic in how we're all together here in the North State and branching out. Like, people want to know what's happening in California.
Yep.
And especially if you don't have the ability to travel, things are right here at your fingertips, yeah. right at mm-hmm. the store. But again, with us this morning is Rhonda Ball and James Mazzotta of Enjoy Magazine.
And you know what? And this portion of the show is brought to you by, and I want you to talk about this, the big resource, back-to-school resource expo at Mount Shasta Mall this Saturday.
That's right. August 9th. Mark your calendars. It begins at 10. It goes till 6. They're going to have every possible thing that you can think of, from safety to beauty to should you inoculate, shouldn't you inoculate. You know, it's just a big information area throughout the Mount Shasta Mall. I will be doing a live broadcast at 12. I'll have five segments. One, CHP the Chipper will be there. We're going to be doing giveaways from Sephora. Hello.
Hello. Wow.
And they have a braiding bar that they're going to have that day. Braids are really in. So they're going to be showing how to braid.
Said brains.
But, well, brains are in too. So we want to figure out how we can keep sharp for those brains. Because we know as we get older, you got to keep working on trying to keep your brain stimulated. So anyway, that's at 12 o'clock. And then at 1 o'clock, I'll be emceeing the Back to School Fashion Show, which is happening in front of Macy's at 1 o'clock. So please join us. It's going to be a really big to-do in the Reading area and in the North State. People are coming from everywhere.
This Saturday, starting at 10 a.m. and going to 6 p.m. 71 degrees out there, going up into the mid to the high 90s today. Talking about scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 67, with a 30% chance of showers tomorrow. Also, we also have lightning strikes, and we've got a lot of fires out there right now, but the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Locally owned and operated, senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. We'll be right back with Enjoy the Magazine.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag and drop it, zip, unzip it, lock it, mail it, call it, find it, do it, go it, jam it, lock it, surf it, scroll it, pause it, click it, cross it, crack it, switch up, fade it, paint it, braid it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, print it, play it, watch it, technologic, one more time.
Said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing, and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
Ah yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
National news with a local view, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, good morning and happy Monday, August 4th, 8:19 in the morning. We're here at KCNR 1460 on your dial. So happy that you're with us. Remember, tomorrow's Carl's birthday.
Money will be accepted.
Frankly, and we're here with the Enjoy, I want to say the cast. You know, we're cast members. We're the founders of Enjoy in this portion of the show. Before we, you know, head out, because Alliance Heating and Air, we're so grateful because we had this, actually, we auctioned off a dinner, at the Turtle Bay Auction, and today, this weekend, the people redeemed it. So we had 15 people in our house.
Oh my gosh.
And so, you know, it's 105 out, 108 out, even at 6 o'clock, it's still hot.
Yep.
So thank God for Alliance Heating and Air because they keep us going. They have been in the North State over 20 years. They do all models and makes of heating and cooling systems with warranties and guarantees 7 days a week and 24-hour service. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642. Our guest this morning, Rhonda Ball, James Masada, always the first Monday of the month, which is one of my favorite.
That's the best Monday of the month.
Best Monday of the month.
Or Rhonda, not the last Monday of the month.
And hopefully you're standing up and everything's and all your parts are working. So August, August is a funny month because August is transitional.
It's a transition,
people,
yeah.
Right. People back to school, stores are closing out on their summer clothes, but it's still hot and you just can't figure out how can
well,
you
it's
even
a part of the world that we're in, too.
Yeah.
I mean, because this, you know, here you just never know. Like, I've lived here for a long, long time. And honestly, I can say, you know, come October, Halloween, I've been trick-or-treating in 105, and I've been trick-or-treating, and there's snow on the ground.
Yeah,
I mean,
well,
so you just never know what's going to happen here.
Well, you know, and this time of the year, too, is I had a class from Randy Smith, Dr. Randy Smith, because he was one of the guests on it, that talked about different holidays, and it has to do with, you know, halfway between the equinox and this. But there was four holidays that pagans used to celebrate. May Day, I think, and Halloween and something else. But the fourth one in August, the Roman Catholic Church said, no more.
Hmm.
And so they've stopped, except I think in Norway. They do one day of it. But part of it was because of the transitions and the all the things that were going on because of life and granaries and all of these things that were going on. So it's the same thing. I think we're all kind of in a transition, kind of like waiting for the fall to start.
Yeah. And I'm ready.
Definitely.
This year.
So your issue is called Hide Away, which a lot of people want to do at the end of the, at August. It's like, I know that they're going to be going into the fall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So a darling picture of a guy doing his, you know, hooking a fish or getting his fishing pole ready.
Camping.
With his lab. And he's camping out there. So in this issue, you have a lot of...
It's a nice masculine cover.
Yeah, it is a nice masculine.
We try to flip-flop because, you know, there's a lot of stuff on the front that a lot of times that, you know, is child related or family or feminine, but we try to give a little bit of a hook to everybody because, you know, the content of the magazine is vast. It you know, goes from hunting, fishing down to how to apply your foundation. So there's a little something in there for everybody.
Well, and we are one of the fishing
yeah.
capitals
oh, yeah.
of Northern California. So let's go through some of the articles. And let's kick off with you, James. You got something open there.
One of the things I was looking at when I'm baffled. My wife and I and our three boys, you know, a few years ago downsized and we moved into the garden tract. And we went from a 3,000 square foot house to a 970 square foot
what?
House. What? Yeah. So we live over by Sequoia, and it's a 1947 bungalow. It's got a big backyard. and my boys are very close. And the funny thing is, you know, for a while we lived there, and then we moved out to my father's ranch. And that's a 5,000 square foot house. And
so you went from 3,000
to 970 to 5. And now we're, you know, my father unfortunately has got some medical issues, so we were taking care of the house for him. My brothers have since moved out and are taking care of it. So we've moved back into town because the boys have basketball and all these things.
And how many boys do you have?
I have three.
So now you're telling me that three boys and two adults, well, this would be not uncommon in New York.
Yeah.
But okay, so yeah. So what do they have, bunk beds?
They do. Actually, they have two bunk beds in their bedroom, so it looks like basically a prison cell. And you laugh, but it's true. They're on either side of the wall, and there's a narrow arrow down the middle. They're just enough for their big screen TV and all their toys, and then they've got a closet. And
excuse me, the big screen TV.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'm not feeling too sorry for them.
What
I
like about that is like brothers growing up. You know, somebody was talking about recently that's a very famous person that they were so poor. Not saying that you're poor, but they were, and they were four boys that would sleep together in the same bed. That was very common back in the Tenants and New York Times.
It's common in most of the world.
I think it's really cool that you've got your boys all in the same room, because that's like being brothers.
And they are, and they get along wonderfully most of the time, but they fight like cats and dogs. But my point was, and it refers to the story that I was going to talk about as far as size. Sorry, we got off on a tangent. But when we moved into my father's house, they all had their own bedroom. The twins had their own bedroom. My oldest boy had his own bedroom, and my wife and I had second master, because the house had two masters with its own ensuite and everything. And the funny thing is, you want to know what? It was funny. I mean, our bedroom upstairs was humongous. The bedroom upstairs was almost the size of our house. Lo and behold, who would most of the time end up coming up and doing what we would say sleepovers or campouts? My three boys. There was so much room that they would literally set up blankets like tents and stuff, turn the fans on, and sleep on the floor in our bedroom. And that was, I think, part two, because they like being together. We're so close and so used to being so close together that it's very hard for us to be far apart. So I thought that was interesting. It didn't matter. There was this huge house, but we were always in one room.
I love that.
Yeah. So it brings me to my story is that the Morning View on page 41, it's Tammy and Logan's, how would you say that last name?
Strobel.
There we go. Thank you. Are part of the micro or the mini house movement. And this is a new trend that's been happening a lot. And you see it a lot being posted on Facebook.
I see a lot of it's nationwide.
It's nationwide.
I mean, I've seen this when people are picking or buying these houses or building these houses.
Like, and they can be mobile, so they can move with you. So you literally, if you were an artisan or somebody that was very clever and could work anywhere, or if you were a traveling, you know, medical person or nurse, I mean, the possibilities are endless where you could literally wheel your home, but it is a wooden framed house that's movable, so it's not like a motor home with a motor.
It's a little house. It's 128 square feet.
But this one's 128 square feet, and it looks like a little log cabin. And it goes
how
on.
How big is it?
128 square feet.
Well, it looks like that, but it looks bigger for some reason when I'm looking at. You know, your photographer does a great job in your 120.
So they have
that's Linda's closet.
So when we see the stove. Well, no, it's not true. We see the little stove top there, and I'm just wondering. So is it?
Propane.
I guess evidently they go upstairs. There's a little ladder
loft.
There. That's where they sleep.
The loft is off the main floor. It's up above. So, you know, you go up a ladder and you sleep above. And then the bottom floor, you know, houses
it's like
your
a studio apartment.
Yeah, exactly.
Except put it out on the land, smaller. And you can put it out. I mean, you don't have to have a lot of possessions.
And one of the pictures is really cool. It talks about in the story, like one of the first things she does is she gets up. She's a northbound coffee drinker, and she grinds her beans and brews her cup of coffee, and then walks out on the front porch and takes a walk, but takes a deep breath and looks at, you know, the beautiful area that she's set up in her surroundings. And then she uses her iPhone and she takes a picture of her coffee cup with some type of landscape behind it and posts it. So they're well connected.
Wow.
And modern, but they choose to have a small footprint. And so this is a very big trend going on right now. And one of the things that's interesting is the other day I was looking, I'm a really big technology person, but I was noticing that, you know, the whole thing about 3D printing is getting really huge. These 3D printers, well, they have a 3D printer now that's like, I don't want to say big as a house, but it actually prints the it uses concrete as its substrate, and it prints concrete frames that then snap together and create these micro houses, and it, they're printed. So they actually, you can print yourself a concrete.
Pretty crazy,
you can
isn't it?
You can print yourself a gun too.
Yeah,
I can't even.
That's
I
been
can,
one of those things. Yeah. But that is just.
I can't
a
even
house.
Visualize
print
that.
Print yourself a concrete house.
I can't. I can't. I can't. Because I have to touch it. I have to touch it. I can't see it.
I can't, but it's amazing. You could see the video, and it literally is amazing.
Yeah.
So they you can say, okay, this is what my house want my house
yep.
to look like.
Yep.
And boom, or you can take one that's already pre-one in there. Oh, yeah, maybe change this room a little bit.
And
boom.
It can do like, I want to say it can print like 24 or 36 homes a day.
You mean it can make these? As long as there's concrete pouring down, it will put them into, it'll put them into forms.
It puts them into, it literally prints them into forms. The forms are stand up, and then they're designed to snap together like almost like a Lego, and then they create this small house.
Now, they've had these ones that used water when they were doing all types of work on steel.
Mm-hmm.
And would just cut through it.
Yep.
And make, you know, and you could build almost anything out of this using just water
cutters.
Just using water cutters.
Yeah.
It hooked into computers.
Yeah. So it's amazing. Technology.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing.
Wow. You owe me a Coke.
Yep.
Okay. We're going to. How come?
Because we said it at the same time. This one was right. Childish thing.
Well, no, this is
and
great.
Then I get watch, I'm going to get Slugger in the arm. Too.
Okay, so that's called a morning view, which is definitely you want to read about that in the Enjoy magazine. We're with Rhonda Ball and James Mazzotta, who founded and started the magazine, and we love the fact that they're with us once a month. We are going to have to take a break, but before we do, this portion of the show has been brought to you by
Bastiani Arms. Located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Redding, California. He has all types of guns and ammo, and always has some great sales. In fact, I was just in there the other day, and I know they've got sales on a variety of pistols and long guns there. And John Bastiani and his staff pride themselves on their customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock and at fair prices. Bastiani Arms. 222-8222. And by the way, the women on the view, which you couldn't say was what you would say it would be a very conservative group there, they all agreed is that a woman needs to be able to protect herself and should have a gun in the house. So think about that. Think about classes. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. We'll be right back after these messages.
Cast.
You are never gonna get everything you want in this world. First things first, get what you deserve.
It's the Back to School Resource Expo at the Mount Shasta Mall, August 9th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Featuring programs for children, including sports, drama, robotics, martial arts, voice, dance, art, gymnastics, tutoring and 4-H, fashion tips, makeup options, hair braiding bar, nutrition, health and exercise programs, so much more. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me as we broadcast live from Center Court at 12 o'clock noon on August 9th. We'll have fun giveaways from Sephora, Zoe's Travel, Turtle Bay Family Passes, and an appearance by CHP's Chipper, and the best back-to-school tips. Then head on over to the Back to School Fashion Show at 1 o'clock in front of Macy's. It's the Back to School Resource Expo August 9th at the Mount Shasta Mall from 10 to 6 p.m. See you there.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palisadro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again, in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Spark and Wine.
Don't forget Brew.
Yes, Brew also. Hoping you will join us Saturday, October 4th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center for the 7th Annual Haven Humane Wine and Beer Tasting with Sit-Down Dinner, Live and Silent Auction, and Basket Drawings.
This event is our premier fundraising event to help the animal population of our area. For tickets and more information, call Haven Humane Society or go on havenhumane.net.
You did that very well.
Well, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
Yeah.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free File Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 71 degrees out there, going up to the mid-90s today. Got to watch out, though, for all the fires and the possible thunderstorms out there with the lightning strikes, with all the fires we have going around. It is 8:34 in the morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans, and it's man's last stronghold. You won't go wrong by going to Cypress Square Barbershop, right across the from the subway there off of Athens Avenue.
And I always want to take the moment to tip my hat to Bobby over there behind the controls.
Yes.
Because you know why? He really is picking great music.
I agree.
In and out.
He's gotten better. Thinking, he's gotten better, it seems like,
Bob
over the last couple weeks.
Since we've been coming, he's broadened his horizon.
He has.
Music selection. And he picked some of the most, you know, current and cool.
Yeah. But he's gotten into some new music.
Well, music itself has improved in the last 2 years.
Yeah, Bob says he thinks that, what did you say, that some, we have really some incredible music right now that's happening.
Yeah, it's gotten a sense of humor back. It is, it's not all whining. Music, for about a decade, music whined. And advocated violence and all that. And this is having
violence,
fun.
Violence to women, violence to each other. I mean, I mean the whole thing. Anyway.
After Jagged Little Pill, there was all kinds of angst around that. Okay.
Wait, let me read this from one of our chat room people here. Enjoy Magazine never disappoints. I love getting my copy every month.
Oh, well, thank you. That's really nice.
See, it is.
There's a fluff quality.
And
that's
what I really love about it is, you know, there's so much negativity around.
Ugh.
And this is our way of trying to lift up our community, because I love where I live. I love being here. I think there's a lot of great things about Reading, and there's problems everywhere, but for us it's just really nice to be able to lift up our community with positive.
Well, I'm glad you say that, because see, we take some heat from people that say, you know, gosh, you've got like Enjoy Magazine or, you know, something else on. I said, you know what, I can go every day and I can hammer away, I can bring people in, we can hammer away about everything, but you know, damn it, there is a lot of good things going on around here, and we need to listen to that. We need to hear the positive approach, because we've got another hour that we can talk about that and a couple more, but we like to also try and finish up on Fridays with some positive things, because there are so many great things around here.
Yes,
we have our problems, but they're nothing that we as a community can't solve.
Well, and we've talked about this before, and my belief is that you have to have a good balance of both.
Yes.
You know, you can't have light or dark without light and vice versa. You can't have good without bad. So, I mean, you know, the thing is I look at Enjoy Magazine as the alternative for your personality when you need something uplifting. I mean, because we do have challenges, we do have problems in our community, but we also have, you know, people, I think, I don't know if it invokes some type of a visceral reaction inside that's dominant, and therefore we dwell on sometimes the negative, but that's not a place you want to live and be 24/7.
No, I mean, you don't.
It's not
You'll
healthy.
Leave. You'll just leave. You've got to leave.
So I look at it as this is a little ray of sunshine, a silver lining. This is
a big silver lining.
It's a hope, you know, of like, okay, I get tired sometimes. I have a business downtown. There's stresses. There are lots of things that go bad every day, in the homeless and all those things. However,
look at if I flip through these pages,
they're fighting through it, aren't they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We all are.
Yeah. I think it's very timely right now that we're having this conversation because, you know, especially when things are coming to crux, does our community has reached a point where they've kind of had it. And so, like you said, when you are feeling on a daily basis that everyone you know, if not someone you know yourself, has been affected by something that could be a negative that's out of your control, a crime, car being stolen, just something like that. So it's nice to pick up a magazine that is local companies, local people, local stars, just local stories about people that are doing things with their lives to make it positive. Okay. One of which we wanted to talk about, which is called Scouts Honor. Mm-hmm. Now, I guess tell me about this guy named Jeff Foster.
Thing about Jeff is he doesn't live here anymore, but he was raised here. He went to Anderson High School. He was a football player. He went on to play.
He was from Hayfork originally.
Yeah.
And then the family moved to Palo Cedro, where he was raised.
Wow. And he went on to play football at Arizona State University, and he is now the president of the National Football Scouting, and he directs the National Invitational Camp, also known as the NFL Combine. So he goes out there and
he is the man.
Yeah.
They dwindle down thousands of college seniors.
Right. And then they invite him to the camp there.
Call them down to about 800, bring him to the camp, and start narrowing him down for NFL
prospects.
And all
the teams are there.
They start with 12,000, and they have to narrow it down to 800.
800. Yeah. And so then they're there, and all the teams are there to watch them do things like how fast can they run, how well can they catch, how tall can they jump.
Mm-hmm.
This is for defensive linemen, the defensive ends. Can they jump this far, this high in the air? So this is a big game, huh?
That's what my point with a super cool about the story is that, you know, there are some amazing people that come from this area. And, you know, my hope is that someday we can develop Reading and not change who we are, because that's the big other thing that I see is that so many people want so badly to come to Reading and say, oh, you know, Reading needs culture. We need to change it and make it like the Bay Area or like L.A. So, you know, I didn't move here for that.
Right.
What I want us to do is make Reading a better place and keep it Reading and make it our own. I don't need it to be turned into an L.A. or a San Francisco. So my point, though, is I would love to see Reading mature into itself where people like this could still live here and do that kind of work.
Absolutely.
Know? Instead of having to go away because, you know, I mean, part of that is just even the accessibility of travel in and out of this place.
Yes. Well, and he still does have his roots here. His mom and dad still live here.
Well, of course. Yeah.
And he will be inducted into the Shasta County Hall of Fame this year, along with Megan Rapinoe and Ryan O'Callaghan.
Gold medalist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So several people, and along with his coach that he had at Anderson High School, Bob Reed. So
cool.
Yeah. So, and he has big. He's really admires, and still is real good friends with his coach from Anderson High School. So,
well, that was his mentor.
Yep.
Boy,
that's
Can you imagine what a great job that is if you love
football? Oh yeah.
Football.
And he did. Oh. You know, and he knew he wasn't going to be an NFL football player. So he still gets to do something that he loves.
And this tells you something too: is people go into they go into college thinking, you know, look how good I was in high school. Mm-hmm. I was great. Then they get into college figuring, and then they're surrounded by a bunch of others that are really good.
Right.
But they even get better than that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they're ready. And then they get drafted, or there's 880 or 800 other prospects.
Right.
And for the first time probably in their life, they're finding out that they're surrounded by people that are better.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
then all this time they've spent, this is all I'm going to do in life,
Yeah. Yeah.
And then reality sets in.
Right.
I mean, I don't
and
mean that
happens,
to be sad.
And that
sad,
happens
but
a lot. It, you know, it really does.
That's why we should tell kids,
there's
you can do
it.
Anything you want to do if you put your mind to it, but have a plan B.
Plan B.
Yeah. My parents used to say that to me, and I said, it was all about music for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, graduated out of school a year early and just joined the circus, but I went on the road at 19. And you know, you just think I just had my eye on the ball. Mm-hmm. 10 years later, I'm 30. Or 32, and you're just like, well,
And then you just ended up a damn gold digger.
Oh, well.
You.
I now running a radio station.
You started out as a gold digger. You ended up as a radio station owner.
No, so I started out as a beauty queen. Let's just go there. Okay, so should we do DeCaro Sellers? Because I think they're fabulous.
Yeah.
Let's do that. They came on my show one night. I love their story. In fact, they have a... they're in Whitmore.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are.
And if I'm not mistaken, they aren't they like also ghost hunters?
Are you talking about... because there's two wineries in Whitmore. This one is DeCaro.
Yes.
And this is David and Kathy Roth.
Yes.
Oh, is that who you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't really know about the ghost
stories. Let's find out about that. But I don't know about their house, but their winery is fantastic. I love the label.
Uh-huh.
And they've... we did a...
You sound like you know it from personal experience.
I've tasted their wine before. Uh-huh. It's fantastic.
Is it?
Yes.
Well, that's funny that you bring up, because you know what? There's something in the universe pulling me towards these people, so I need to get a hold of them for many reasons, mm-hmm. but it's interesting because we were told about them. Then we, you know, at our store, we're trying to expand our store before the holidays again. And we have been for a long time trying to work on our being able to have wines in our store to go with your gift crates and those types of things. And somebody said this is the company that we should look to. Mm-hmm. And then, unbeknownst to me, we did a story on them mm-hmm. and the same issue. So this has all been happening.
Yeah,
like,
there's
within
all
the
these
last
coincidences.
Coincidences
yeah.
going.
A wine tasting, wine pairing with them one night over at where Kristen's place before she left.
Uh-huh.
And so she paired everything, and it was a fantastic night. And then I had them on my show, and I love the label. It's Asian-themed, mm-hmm. and you'll hear more about that story anyway. So that's a fantastic – and in your story there –
there's a good picture of it on the next page. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they have a really cool house. It's a turn-of-the-century house that they've come in to restore as well out there.
I wish we had a picture of it.
It really helps, too, when if you bring in one or two bottles of wine if you want to be on the show.
We drink and read.
But you're a wine drinker, aren't you?
I mean, yes, I am. Absolutely.
And you would say that it's a good wine.
I would absolutely have purchased it and would love to and have given it as a gift.
Okay, great.
So that, to me, is
that's
the test.
That's good to know.
Well, why don't we take a quick break here, and we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, we have Enjoy the Magazine, the people behind it, the people in front of it, the people who started it. And, in fact, we're starting other magazines just like this, Ron DeBall and James Masada. We'll be right back.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing, and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities.
For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your Barefoot Plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. We are all blessed to live in such a beautiful and bountiful area of California. If your home was built before the early 1990s, chances are that many of your water-using fixtures in your home do not meet today's strict water-conserving codes or standards. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at www.wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
Look for Wallner online or in the Smart Yellow Pages.
Hi, this is Zoe from Zoe's Travel Shop in the Mount Shasta Mall.
We're open 7 days a week for all your traveling needs. Make travel fun where you can find items that are safe and fashionable. We carry brands such as Ex Officio, PacSafe, DeKine, Eagle Creek, and Briggs & Riley. That's Zoe's Travel Shop located in the Mount Shasta Mall.
From city streets to country gravel, your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, good morning and welcome back to KCNR, 1460 on your dial. Thanks for being with us this morning. We know some of you actually bought transistor radios so you could listen to us on your morning walk. We love you. Shout out to you. You know who I'm talking about, as well as those of you who are in the chat pack listening through your computer. We appreciate it. You know, we stream live here every day. And anything that you hear now will also be in the archives later on today. You can go to KCNR and find out information in case you were in and out of the room, like many of us are getting ready in the morning. This morning we have Rhonda Ball and James Masada, who started Enjoy Magazine as well as Enjoy the Store. And, you know, Rhonda, what's your title?
Did you know?
No, but I want to know.
See,
I see.
Meant to mean. Rhonda just got
a promotion. What's your title? Okay.
Promotion.
Look at her. I'll miss.
I am now the editor in chief.
Oh, editor in chief.
Yes.
Well, you've worked really hard, and as you should be editor in chief of Enjoy the magazine, and as you launch out. And James, your title is.
I don't have really one title. I kind of make them up as I go.
Sir James.
Yes,
we'll
Sir
just
James.
Say I'm Sir James.
Yeah. I do a little bit of sales, you know, retail, photography, just a little bit of everything.
Well, and a lot of business stuff. I mean, he's really great. He's really our spokesperson because, as you know, he does such a great job.
Yeah.
Talking about Enjoy Magazine and the store. And
well, may I also, on behalf of many of the citizens of Reading, just commend you both and the entire Enjoy team, because when we attend these fundraisers where we will either MC or we'll have a table just to support the community, we'll always see an Enjoy box with many items. We know that you've donated, and I know you probably thousands and thousands of dollars you have donated to our... No, I'm serious.
We talk about that all the time, When I look at my budget at the end of the year and I run reports for our CPA, and I'm like, you know, is there anything... Because you're really, it's amazing, even when you donate anymore these days, how little you can actually... get any, and that's not why we give.
Right.
So
you can't hardly write it off.
Right, no. Right.
But I think it's $4,000 for the year or something like that.
And we probably give 15 times that.
Well, so, but
and even
you.
In the magazine, too. You know, we do a lot of sponsorships in the magazine.
A lot of people don't realize how many dollars per month we give away in ad space charities. Same with you with, like, PSAs and all that stuff.
I know exactly what you're talking about, because if you're going to support things, I mean, if you're going to be a community asset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that Enjoy Magazine is a community asset. I think we are.
Yeah.
You end up giving away, or not giving away, but providing thousands of dollars a year, a year in this, and people don't really realize that.
No, they don't.
The people you're assisting do, but they don't understand. And Linda has finally broken me of the habit of and now we're having people, we give them a piece of paper that says it's going to be zero.
It's worth this much.
Mm-hmm. And we've done that too to track it. And we actually
got, and that's what we do.
It got so, I mean, I probably honestly, you know, six times a day get somebody that comes through my door and hands me a piece of paper looking for a donation for something. And I have a thing. So what we ended up is implementing, having to go in, and we actually book our calendar out 12 months in advance.
And now, so 2015 for us, for our donations, are already full, and we're already reserving for 2016.
Well, and what we've done, we've learned to...
otherwise, it gets out of hand.
Yeah,
it does.
And you want to say yes to everybody.
That's the hardest thing for me.
It's really very difficult, you know, but you have insurance, electricity, salaries, all of those things to pay, and, you know,
and if
computer
I can't
upkeep.
If I can't help myself, I can't help anybody else.
That's right.
Right.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is that when we're asked to MC events, we're asked to MC a lot of events, is that some that we've done every year that we're, you know, that we just sign into, and some of them we have to literally balance from one year to the next. Okay, this year we're going to do this because everything runs at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Next year, and I mean, we'll be signed up for 2 years out
to
do things.
Yeah. I'm going to be
older tomorrow. I don't even buy green bananas. You know, it's we want you here a year from now. Okay.
I pack for him, folks. Anyway, so in the story of the Enjoy August issue is a wonderful historian.
Mm-hmm.
And let's talk a little bit about, what's her name?
Sue Lang is just a doll. And I've known her for a few years. She serves on the board for Viva Downtown, and I'm a board member as well. But she's just a dynamo. I tell you what, this woman does a lot for our community.
She's like an M80, tiny stick of dynamite.
Yes, she's just amazing.
What's an M80?
A tiny stick of dynamite. Oh, yeah.
All right, so she has been, it says curator.
Yes, and she's on the board for Renaissance Ready, and that's where she kind of started. And what she did, she was in leadership reading about 20 years ago, and she said that's what made her connect with our community. She moved around a lot when she was young, so she didn't really have that community, you know, knowledge.
Built in. Yeah.
So she did leadership reading, and she said it was one of the greatest things she did. And now she serves on several boards. She's Viva Downtown, and she's also she is a volunteer for the Shasta Historical Society.
Mm.
And she dresses up in costumes, and she talks about the art out at Old Shasta. And, I mean, she just does so much for the community. She was one of the people responsible for getting the bike things downtown.
Bike racks downtown.
Yeah. So, I mean,
she finally put those in. I don't know if you have one right almost in front of your place.
Yes, it's fantastic.
Right down here. And I tell you what.
We have one in front of our place.
This kid next door that had built that bike had his stolen out in the back. And now, you know, they replace, again, the city of Reading, or not, the people of Reading, people of Reading have replaced that bike to give enough money to buy it.
Yeah.
But here's a place, I just put it right out here and chain it there so you can watch it all the time.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
you know, another thing that she did was she put together that video about the Pilgrim Congregational Church.
Oh.
Did you go to that at Cascade Theater?
But that was on the building of the Frank Lloyd Wright Church.
Yes.
And we actually sell those videos in the store.
Oh, great.
She was responsible for that. And she just wanted to get the word out about what a fabulous piece of architecture we have in our city. So she did that video, and it was awesome.
I'm sure several people don't know as they travel through Reading that we do have a Frank Lloyd Wright piece and a history behind how we got that architecture and how it was built.
You know, I grew up in Marin County, and, you know, 3 miles away from my house was the Civic Center, which was designed by him as well. And it's amazing. The similarities are amazing. Mm. You can really tell. It's
definitely a style.
Uh-huh.
The Frank Lloyd Wright story is just like out of a novel anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, anyway.
Yep.
Oh, okay, so we have some other things. Camping outdoors, fishing. How about the cheesiest? This is like a travel, like get your grilled cheese on the go.
So as we know, this has been a huge push and movement all over the country. They've been around forever, but they seem to become very kitsch now. And
kitsch.
Yeah. the thing, and that is these.
And you knew that other word, too. James. We're going to go out shooting tomorrow.
Okay, go ahead.
These food trucks. Now they've stepped them up a notch. They're no more the roach coaches. They're actually...
That's what they were called, roach coaches.
So tell us about this guy.
They're gourmet.
Yeah,
so this is a gentleman out of Chico, and they have a... You know, we always here in Reading have a healthy gourmet food truck business going on, and I'm not sure what it is this year or where it is, but for a long time at Taylor Motors, at certain, like it was Thursday nights... all of them pulled together into the parking lot at Taylor Motors. So it's almost like a mini stop restaurant where you can choose from three or four different of these gourmet trucks. But in Chico, they also have a really thriving gourmet truck business going on. And this is just one of the many that we that are there. And so, you know, we have respect for all of them. But we just happened to write this story because they're very select and they do gourmet
We love cheese sandwiches. Grilled cheese.
So anyway, this is a really great story. If you ever get the chance to get to Chico, the truck is called Mayhem Gourmet Grilled Cheese.
It's a family thing,
and it's
too.
A total family oriented thing. And they did it based upon their kids being very picky about food. So now they make these really gourmet grilled cheese sandwiches.
Oh, we need to move them over here.
Yeah.
Hey, one of the things I want to say real quick is the other day I ran in there looking for something specific. Into the Enjoy the Store.
Uh-huh.
And your people are so darn helpful.
Yeah. Even the new
ones?
That you
can get trampled. Yeah, even the new ones. You can get trampled by them trying to help you.
Uh-huh.
But I found this perfect thing in like 10 minutes.
Great.
Because I'm walked around in circles.
Mm-hmm.
And but found it. And I just want to say, now where's the Enjoy the Store for everybody that just may not know where it is?
1475 Placer Street, right next to Spoon Me on the corner of California and Placer and directly across from the parking structure.
All right. Okay. And we're looking for. Go ahead. Movies in the Park still.
Yes. Movies in the Park.
Do you smell grilled cheese?
Yeah, we're smelling it now. Go ahead.
Movies in the Park is still going on the month of August. It's at the Reading Civic Auditorium lawn. And the movie, I don't know what the movie is next.
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2. Oh,
yes.
And it's going to be supported this month. That our license is being taken care of for us by Mercy Dignity.
Oh, wow.
So they're paying for the licenses for that movie, and they're going to be giving free 100 bags of kettle corn to the first 100 visitors.
Yeah. Well, it says, can you smell the popcorn every Friday night? August shows in the Reading Civic Auditorium lawn.
Yes. And it's a great place to be have the movies. I think that's one of my favorites.
It's free, big
free
and
open. Free to the public.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bring out your families. Have a good time. Well, James and Rhonda, one more time, thank you so much for
thank
being
you.
Here.
Thank
and Carl Rand, I'm sure there was something that was an emergency in the other room. And so he would say it's the good guys against the bad guys.
And yes, say, which one are you?
Which are you?
Back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. A federal judge says an Alabama law restricting abortion doctors is unconstitutional. He ruled today that state lawmakers exceeded their authority when they passed the law late last year requiring doctors at abortion clinics to have hospital admitting privileges. This decision comes days after a federal appeals court blocked a similar law in Mississippi. The drinking water is safe in Toledo, Ohio. That's the word from officials after Ohio and Michigan residents were unable to use water for drinking, cooking, or bathing.
What you saw over the last couple days is a system that moved up quickly, controlled issues, got things out to our general public, and we made sure that the concern that we had is solved at this point in time.
That's Eric Shajensky with the Toledo-Lucas County Health Department. Also at SRNnews.com, Nigerian authorities have confirmed a second case of Ebola in Africa's most populous country. The second person is a